Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called What Happens When Dad Doesn't Talk? This was inspired by a true incident at our dinner table, and I will talk about it later, or you can read the column at brucesalen.com. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide. And at brucesalen.com, just hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. When you get there, you'll get a drop-down menu with all sorts of wonderful places you can go. Please follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. My birthday is next week, and I am hoping we hit 5,000 likes. We're just a couple 300 away, and you would be doing me a kind birthday favor by liking the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. You can stay in the loop and receive my newsletter, again, by just going to brucesalen.com, the homepage. You will get a weekly newsletter of things going on in the dad world, the Dad's Point of View, and Dad Chat world specifically, and nothing else. No spam and nothing else. Wayne Levine is on vacation for 2 weeks in a row. I think this is the only 2 weeks in a row he's not been on my show. So I hope you're having a good time, Wayne. Today we have Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Wrap, who was not with us last week, so I will look forward to getting an update on baby Judah Andrew. And we have a special guest, Mac Collier, who is a social media master, and he'll be talking about his new book and his tweet chat, the biggest one there is, which is called Blog Chat. You know, of course, that I always tout Dad Chat every week on my show, and I learned all about tweet chats from Mac and his blog chat, so we'll hear a lot from him coming up in our fourth segments. So I'm not going to talk politics today. I hope my friend Jerry is relieved. Are you relieved, Jerry? Jerry, you never responded to my bet about Romney winning. I offered to give you one-to-one odds that Romney would win. You didn't respond. Well, I just learned today that the Vegas odds are currently favoring Obama 2-1. And prior to the debates, they were 5-1. So, Jerry, I offered you 1-1. That's twice as good as Vegas, and you won't take me up on my offer. I suspect that maybe you have some fears. I don't know, but we will find out very quickly, and we can only hope that the right choice is made. I'm speaking of right and left, or not speaking of right and left, have you ever had that experience when you find out something has happened to an old friend of yours? And it surprises you. Many times in my life, it's been bad news. You hear about somebody that has sadly died of an illness, or worse, committed suicide, or has had a divorce or a problem with a child, or is ill or lost a job. I enjoy the happier things that I sometimes encounter. And I love when I find out something like that in the fun and spontaneous ways that life can provide us with interactions and information. Last night was the first game of the World Series, and I was not going to be able to be there because I had to pick up my son from his rehearsal schedule. So I sat down in front of my TV in the afternoon to set the VCR, or DVR, excuse me, to tape the game, and then I was going to watch it afterwards, which I did. And as circumstances happened, there was a show on the television, on the channel that happened to be there, turned out to be the Katie Couric talk show, but they were doing a short little video presentation about a woman who had turned her life around, and I gather that the show, because I watched some of it as a result of this particular person being revealed, the show was about women in particular who had reinvented themselves, and I am assuming reinvented themselves after a struggle and reinvented themselves in middle or later life. So I'm watching this woman and her story, which had been pre-filmed for the Katie Couric show, and I'm going, gosh, she looks awfully familiar. And sure enough, it was my old friend Marla Ginsburg, who had reinvented herself as a clothing designer and under the name of Marla Wynn, W-Y-N-N-E. And I gather she's been quite successful and is featured on the Home Shopping Network. And right after the little video clip that they prepared, there was Marla sitting on the couch next to Katie Couric. And Marla has always been an exceptionally good speaker. and a good physical presence as far as knowing how to carry herself. And she was not only dressed beautifully, looked quite stunning, as a matter of fact, but she was a true pro. And I just sat back and I thought, wow, this is neat. It's fun to see an old friend that is doing well. I haven't talked to her in a long time, and I tried to reach her right after the show, and her number was disconnected, her email no longer works, so I guess she has truly reinvented herself, having moved at one point to Paris, back to LA, and I think she's now in Montreal. But given that the fashion business is in New York, I wonder if she's actually relocated to New York. So Marla, if you're listening to this, congratulations and good for you. We are talking tonight about racial stereotypes at Dad Chat from 6 to 7 p.m., each week, we take on what seems to be lately pretty heavy-duty topics. Last week, we talked about politics, ironically, and had not a great showing. I think people just didn't want to talk about politics. This week, I have co-host Rufus and Jenny Triplett. They were named Ebony's Couple of the Year recently and are a working a married couple with three boys and some distinct points of view about stereotypes of all kind, including racial stereotypes. I think we all do tend to make judgments and do stereotype people, often to the negative. While I also do believe that stereotypes and generalities have validity, of course, negative ones can be abused. I have written a new blog series called Men Versus Women, and the first one was Our Differences in Money Skills. And I wrote that column and the next one, which is coming out this weekend, which is about our communication skills and the differences between men versus women. I wrote that column and the second one and intend all of them in this, what will be an ongoing series, to be tongue-in-cheek. But there's no question that I didn't write it to be politically correct. I do believe there are generalities and stereotypes about men and women that are generally and stereotypically true. Of course, there are exceptions, but we learn from generalities. What was so interesting about the Men Versus Women on Money Skills column was that the vast majority of men and women tended to agree with me. In a couple cases, it was clear that the women kind of begrudgingly agreed, but they did, and I give them credit. But one woman just got so mad. It reminded me of when I had written about the Occupy Wall Street nonsense, and I got just such angry comments from the handful of OWS people that don't like to actually engage in dialogue. They just like to call you names. This woman pretty much just slammed me without really offering anything constructive. What was actually most interesting about the Occupy Wall Street column was that the vast majority of the comments, which were somewhat divided between supporting and not supporting the movement, but the vast majority of the negative ones were really intelligent. There were just the handful of hysterics that just wanted to call me one of the isms or all of the isms, which the left side of the aisle tends to call anybody that's on the right side, whatever it is, whether you're homophobic or racist or sexist or whatever, bigoted, Islamic phobic, whatever. If you have a view on those subjects that is not the prevailing politically correct view, you are chastised and called some ist or ism, and I just think that is ridiculous. The new Because I Said So comic strip is about Halloween, and it's called Halloween, Dad is Scared, Boo! Did I get you? Did you jump? It's really cute. I think it's actually one of the best ones. And it was drawn and illustrated, as it is every week, by Voog Designs, who drew the cover for my forthcoming book. And he did just a marvelous job. It will be out in a week to 10 days on my website, available as a PDF at the lofty cost of $2.79. It will then be available on Kindle, Amazon, in I guess all the other ebook forms or whatever ones they provide, once it goes through the approval process at Amazon, which takes a little longer. But by mid-November, you should be able to buy it, also at that lofty price of $2.79. If you buy the Kindle version and send me proof of purchase by email, I will send you a free copy of the PDF as well. So you just would write to bruce@bruceallen.com. All that information will be on my website. And if you buy my first book, A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation, you will get a free PDF. So it's a win-win-win, and I hope you will buy one or both. I am very proud of the Emptiness Road Trip Blues, which is the second book, and the cover of which you can find on my website. Is it time? Do we have time for a life lesson? We're going to quickly do a life lesson before we end this segment.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't
miss. I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. There is no excuse not to have a regular family dinner. I repeat, there is no excuse not to have a regular family dinner. I read somewhere that the children from families that share meals together suffer fewer problems than those that do not. The family dinner is essential glue for my family and something that belongs as a ritual in every family. As our children grow older and their friendships and extracurricular activities intrude more and more upon their lives, it is easier to allow the family dinner to drift. We parents must insist on having a family dinner at least once a week, period. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's what it is.
All right, we are out of time for this segment. It looks like my guest for the next segment is not available, so you will have me, and I will comment on this life lesson and more about the column of the week, what happens when dad doesn't talk, after these messages.